I am here with Lee Pridgen. He is my insurance agent, and we have been talking about some of the benefits. Obviously, everybody needs insurance, but there was actually a very hot topic that happened in the past couple weeks with your company that you wanted to share with everybody.
Yes, ma'am. Last week, we had a press conference at the Virginia Beach Amphitheater, and out of that press conference came, it's going to be no longer called the Virginia Beach Amphitheater. It's going to be called Farm Bureau Live at Virginia Beach.
That's crazy.
It is. It's awesome. We became exclusive partners with Virginia Beach for the next 3 years.
So, is there any really good benefits for the people that already have insurance with you guys?
With having insurance with the member benefits, one of the advantages, and we've talked about this before, of being a Farm Bureau member is we've always sponsored the lawn, and you get free lawn chairs. If you get a lawn seat, you can go to the one of the sides of the lawn and say, I'm a Farm Bureau member, show me your membership card. It's what they like to show. I've had people show them a bill, and they will give you a free chair to sit on the lawn for free, and you still get that, which that's awesome because a lot of people take advantage of that.
Yeah.
With us having exclusive naming rights and with our people being a Farm Bureau member, we are going to have a Farm Bureau tent there. It's going to have different giveaways and stuff like that, and we also have contests. There's a couple of websites you can go to with the Farm Bureau Live and then our Farm Bureau Advantage website for our members that's going to be able to, you're going to be able to enter into some drawings for some tickets for the amphitheater.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. So, I mean, who would have known that insurance would have gotten us that benefit?
That's right, and it's one of those hidden benefits, and it's a great thing, and that's what I've always said is Farm Bureau, we're more about community. You know, we're more personal, person to person. When you talk to an agent, you call for a quote. Usually you're calling somebody that's part of your community. You're not dialing up an 800 number and talking to somebody in a different state.
Yeah. And that I do like. I mean, that, you know, I'm a big customer service, customer relationship kind of person. And I by golly, don't want to go through a stupid phone tree. I want to speak to somebody. And, you know, ironically enough, we've been hearing more and more that most people, you want to, when they want information, they want it right now. So it's nice to know that when I need something from you, I actually get you on the phone, not, you know, I don't actually even have to go through a secretary, which is so great about having you as an insurance agent, because I actually get Lee on the phone.
That's right. And I have the majority of people that we speak to nowadays, they like that. They're comfortable with that. And of course, you would think it would be the opposite with everybody wanting the technology nowadays with your smartphones and your internet, but what people miss is a human contact.
Yeah. Well, I need to clarify. You can give me a chat as long as you're on the other end, Lee. As long as I can reach a live person, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, I understand that completely.
So we know that the Live Nation or the Virginia Beach Amphitheater is now connected with you guys, but tell me, you know, obviously, the market is heating up and, you know, people are looking for insurance. Is there any big industry changes that are going on with you guys? Anything that people need to be aware of when they're selecting their insurance?
They want to look at, and it's this time of year again, they want to look at their hurricane deductible, see what their hurricane deductible is. And, of course, the economy is slowly improving. One of the things that you can do to save some money on your insurance is to change your deductible. Especially on your homeowners, most people have a standard $1,000 deductible, and the majority of the insurance companies, their next deductible is $2,500. We do have a $1,500 deductible, and that could save you a couple hundred dollars, you know, on your homeowners.
Yeah, because
so
most
something
people,
that everybody should, you know, sit down with an agent or call me and sit down and have your insurance reviewed for free.
Right. I mean, most people do not make a claim, but maybe once or twice the whole time that they've owned their home. So if they can raise their deductible and within a year or two, they've actually saved more money by making their payments like they would have, save that extra $1,500 and have it as a nest egg. But in the long run, they're going to save money by raising their deductible.
Exactly. You are 100% correct. And another thing, and you and I have talked about this in the past, is nobody really looks at their homeowner's insurance. Because usually the mortgage company pays it every year, and the first thing they do when they open it up, they see it says, this is not a bill.
Right.
So they file it away or throw it in the trash, and, you know, 2-3 years down the road, next thing you know is they're paying $400, $500, $600 more than they were 3 years ago. They just never took a look at it. And it's something that everyone should take a look at.
You're right. And, you know, assessments, tax assessments, typically they go up. Right now we're finding them to come down. So some people might not need as much coverage as they needed, say, 3 years ago. Would you agree with that? I mean, looking at that.
Not really, because what happens is, and I had a discussion this morning with a client. Even though the city of Virginia Beach or Chesapeake or Norfolk says your house is worth 3% less than it was last year, if you go to Home Depot right now, for instance, you know, boards, wood, paint, nails is more expensive now than it is 3 years ago. So the cost to build a home is more expensive.
Right.
And that's something people forget. And, you know, with the uncertainty going over in the Middle East and in Africa with the gas, all that's going to do is raise construction prices because it's going to cost more to transport stuff to the different warehouses, and somebody's going to have to absorb that cost. And it's usually somebody building a home.
Good point.
It keeps getting passed off.
Good
so that's
point.
Something. But that's another thing you brought up with assessments is if you haven't had your insurance reviewed in a couple of years, have somebody take a look at it, because the worst thing to do is, well, I haven't insured for this much. The city says it's this much to fix it, and there's a difference. And if something happens, you don't have the right amount of coverage, and you're coming out of your pocket.
That's a good point. See, here I was thinking reduce the amount that you need of coverage, but really that's not a good idea.
No, for sure, like I said, you can raise your deductibles, you know, to offset some of the costs as a way to, you know, to help you save money. And just like you said, a lot of people never file a claim, so you could do $2,500 if you wanted to. It would lower it, and as long as you're putting that money away, then you should be fine.
Yeah, within a year or so, you've saved that increase of deductible.
Yes, ma'am. You're exactly correct. Another thing that, you know, people need to be aware of, especially people in your field with real estate agents, is a general liability policy for yourself.
Yes.
You know, I've dealt with a couple of real estate agents recently, and they were required by their employer to have their own personal general liability policy. And they couldn't really understand the reason behind why should I have this. And one of the examples I use is if you're showing someone a house and you're in there and you knock over an antique lamp, you're responsible for that. And if it's a $5,000 lamp or something like that, you have to come out of pocket with that. With a general liability policy, if something were like that happened, you're covered, or a real estate agent is covered.
That's a good point. Now, can you get a general liability even if you're not a business owner? Say you're just a very clumsy person.
You can get you got to kind of be a business person. You just can't be clumsy. You have to be with your line of work. But I understand what you're saying.
You got to admit, that's a good question, Lee.
It is. It's very good. It stumped me for a little bit, but you're right.
Well, that is awesome news. So the first hot topic is, guys, you can get free lawn seats now, up to a certain amount, I believe, if you are a subscriber with Farm Bureau, especially Lee Pridgen. You know, just tell them Lee Pridgen sent you.
No. That's right.
And, you know, making sure that your deductibles and your coverage is appropriate, even though the city is lowering the assessments, doesn't mean that you should lower your coverage. Maybe you should just increase your deductible to save money. And the third is making sure that if you're in business for yourself, that you've asked about those liability coverages just to make sure that you have yourself completely protected.
Exactly. You're 100%. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Yeah, those are three really great tips, Lee. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad we're going to be able to get the information out to people. Is there anything else that you want to share, like maybe how to reach you or what your numbers are?
You can always call me on my cell phone, and we'll have that information at the end of the podcast. I'm always available. I always answer it. One last thing I did want to leave with Farm Bureau Live at Virginia Beach, just keep an eye out on it, and they're going to be announcing some concerts. Right now they have the Mega Ticket, which people are familiar with, and that's something that, you know, Farm Bureau, we're very excited to join forces with the amphitheater, and hopefully it works out great.
That's awesome. Well, Lee, thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully we'll catch you another one next week. Look for any great hot topics when it comes to the exciting world of insurance.
Yes, ma'am. No problem at all, Allison.
All right, Lee. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.